Somebody's been hitting on the 3D printer. I see you making a stand for the reporter.
Yeah. You're ready whenever you are.
We'd like to welcome everybody to the Yanibela Town Planning Commission meeting. Today is June 22nd, 2026. First item is roll call. So we'd like to excuse Lenny Hartle. In attendance would be Ray Ingram. We've got Kelvin Johns. We have
Lyndon.
I don't know why I was trying to be calling you.
I'm calling my brother.
I know. You get mad at me every time I do it, too,
right?
Lyndon Fryant and Devin Squires. It just happened. I'm sorry. Next item is approval of minutes. So everyone's had a chance to read through those. Are there any changes anyone sees on the minutes? Any updates? Anything? If not, I'd take a motion on the minutes.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from last meeting.
I'll second it.
So Devin has motioned to accept them. The minutes, and Kelvin is seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item of business is appointments, and we have Tyson Hansen, Rick Porter, representing Michael and Bonnie Ingebrigtsen, to discuss a lot split at 95 West Center Street, parcel 2-N9-34. Welcome you to come on over, or pull up chairs, or sit there and yell, or whatever you want to do.
Can I broadcast your
You want to broadcast
them? I just can't. I've got the plat that Tina sent out last week, if you want me to pull that up.
Yeah, can you kick that on?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Yeah, you too. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
It's a small world.
That's the game.
It's smaller and smaller.
Where is that one? Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Now, how do I get him to pull it up?
I think he needs to just plug in the HDMI. In.
Yeah, if you have an HDMI, I can come over there.
I don't know which one it is, but there's an HDMI there somewhere. It was hanging off the back, but maybe not.
Somebody been watching shorts or something?
Yeah, that's the one. It's plugged into the laptop. It's plugged into the other laptop, so.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, just pull it there.
Here, you want to sit down?
I'll just spin over here before you grab my mask.
There you are.
Now where'd you
go? You're there.
Yeah, there. I lost it.
So yeah, so that's, you can see right there, kind of what the goal is. We're just gonna basically split the parcel in two and make two half acre lots there along Center Street. What we'd like to do.
Okay. And then it talks about removal of the building across the boundaries?
Yep, that would have to be removed. Okay.
The shed in the middle, existing shed to be removed?
Yes.
Okay.
And Bonnie and them would like to keep it, and we can help remove it over on their side.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless yeah, I think we talked about that once before.
And what?
Unless I can sell it.
Oh.
There's...
Talk Rick into buying it.
So that would be that shed right there, huh?
The woods.
Oh, just the little one? No, I think that's...
I think it's the big one.
It's the big one.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got two little ones here, and then you got a big one that straddles there, so it would be that.
Okay.
This one right here.
I call it the granary. That, but we want to tear down the shed, which is...
That was fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, these are the two that they would leave in place, and then back here behind the RV is this.
We need to tear that down.
You're just going to tear it out rather than move it.
Doesn't matter.
But it's half on that side.
Yeah, as long as you either tear it down or move it, doesn't matter which.
Oh, which?
Yeah.
Of course, this shed right here that you just had there, that's already gone. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
that one's gone. It's just the big, the heavier. That one right there.
So with the lot split, maybe I'm just trying to figure out more information here. You mentioned you want to build a shop on here for now, or?
It's not a shop, I just want a building. Mm-hmm. I would like to put up a 50 by 60 building so I can store my trailer house side by side, another trailer, park a bus during the winter where I still drive school bus for Sevier School District. Mm-hmm. So the lot will be cleaned up, gravel will be hauled in, and it'll be kept, the weeds will be taken care of. I will like some water, so I'll pay the fee for the water. And I'll probably put in a septic tank because I'd like to put a toilet, a bathroom, and a sink. So I mechanic a little bit, and if I have to fix something, I can wash my hands and stuff instead of driving clear back to Richfield to do it. So, other than that, for right now, that's our intent. I live in Richfield now. I doubt I can get my wife to leave.
Well, she just needs to come over and see
what I know. You try and convince her that. But that's the intent. And then down the road, when we get through traveling, because we're retired and stuff, we'll set it back far enough so somebody can build a house on the front of it. I talked to Carson about it. He said when I got to that point, to give him a chance.
Gotcha.
So I've tried to talk with everybody in the block to make sure there wouldn't be a problem.
So I think the only question I would have, and I've briefly read through the subdivision requirements, but since I just got done building with my lot, I'm wondering that how big of a building was it again?
50 by 60. So in your ordinances, that comes on an acre lot. The half acre is a 2,000 square foot building, but you drive around town, you've got big,
so the only question I'm concerned I would have is you're going to have to draw out a future development because you've got to design a septic system and a replacement leach field and be able to have enough room between that size of a shop and a house if you could fit, you know what I mean? That would be
two septic systems really.
Hoping to put in one. I've got a gentleman from Hadco out of Salt Lake that's all he does. Mm-hmm. That purchased my farm, and he'll come and help me put it in. So the thought there was to put one in big enough to take care of the house and what little I'll use out of the building. And put it in a place where it won't affect when somebody builds on it.
There's I don't know where that Mason-Dixon line is from granular to silt down somewhere that they say Center Street. So you're right about there.
Mm-hmm.
Because my leach lines, and it's straight, I mean, it was an A1 granular material. You couldn't get any better of a material for leach lines. And I have 160 feet of leach line. So if you take that, if you run them parallel, separate them, are you going to have enough room for replacement somewhere else on the property? So I think that part of the step, and I don't know if this is required necessarily, but I think
maybe
it would be
not for the split, but for
not for the split, but for a building permit, you'd have to show, you'd have to have your perk test done and all of that, so you could show, you know, a house, you know, a certain size house, and would you be able to, you know, have a replacement in the front, put your leach lines in the front with replacements in the back.
And I'll do the perk test. I understand that. That's got to be done before I can do any of it. So,
But that's a whole separate, that'll be another permit, right?
This is just, yeah, this is just, what we're doing right now is just a split.
But definitely just, want to get aware of that, so you're not
getting something. You said, just to keep, make you aware.
Yep. Though I'll follow the guidelines and what's required of me, so there's not going to be an issue there.
Is it a steel building or?
Yeah. So if you want to know the building it's going to be, as you go back into Central, John Nally on the north side, so there's Herb Gukheisen's, Cameron Gaze, okay, and John. That's the size of building that's going to be. So it's in your travels, if you want to see, it's a nice building.
And you said it was how? What size again?
50 by 60. So that makes it a 3,000 square foot.
Which half acres?
2,000.
So,
but I was hoping you'd give me a variance that we could build.
We'll have to look and see.
That's going to be big on that lot. That's the, that, like Linda said, that's going to be your issue.
And but then you get setbacks.
That's a different discussion, right? But you'll for sure want to make sure.
I'll make sure it fits in there. Yeah, I mean, if it don't, it don't.
But I look at my garden area, and it's about 40 all the way across, so it's 107 by 40. My garden area, you know, and then so.
How deep is it?
Those are
so it's 114
by 107.
Mm-hmm. It's a typical half acre lot size, measurements wise. It's the same size as my lot.
I'll go measure again, but I think it should fit in there, the 10-foot easement on each side.
Well, if it's only 60 feet wide, you'll have no problem fitting in the 107-foot width.
And you should be able to fit plenty of, you know, depending on your leach line requirements, you should be able to get a replacement in there, too. That would be my only question.
And then driveway, you might have to do gravel versus paved back there. Because if you pave that whole thing, there's no way to do it.
For, you just have to dig it up in case you had a replacement. But,
yeah, and that's my intent, graveling the whole front, because I hate mud in the first place.
You're a farmer. You should mud. Hey,
that's why I'm going to gravel. That's
why you need mud.
Yeah, that mud.
We've done one lot split since we changed the ordinance for subdivisions. That was kind of a forced change, but we waived a bunch of things on that because it didn't really apply.
Yeah.
We assume we'll do the same thing here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good question. So I think that would probably be a good assumption. As we look at this, we're talking about this whole checklist right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because once we do this, and it has to go back, and Tina has to approve it.
I wonder where we. Do you remember the last one we did? We could probably pull that up. I just can't remember what it was for.
What was that split?
I don't remember. Because we went through this and we highlighted which ones we were going to pull it down.
I think that was before me.
It was.
I don't
know. I'm going to draw this and then we get another one. This was just before.
That was before lot, right? So who was the other one?
I can't remember. Carson's was before it as well, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Ingrid's.
They did one right before me. It was Ingrid's.
We talked about...
In April?
We talked about... Mm-hmm. Didn't we talk about waiving a bunch of things? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it was.
Yeah.
It was hers.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't have any of those notes as far as which things we were going to waive.
In the stuff I sent you, I think the last... minutes from the April 25th.
Yeah, oh, it has the checklist.
Yeah, you want to pull that because they want to see that.
You just want this here.
No, the one are the minutes from when they did it in April 2025.
Never mind.
See,
I said them at the beginning of June, mid-June.
So both lots are over a half acre.
No, go back.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
That's the issue. We're splitting the lot.
Letter?
We're splitting the lot.
We're splitting the lot. That's all that we're concerned about. Yes.
That's the plot that I had over there.
Okay.
This is just the letter referring to...
So after the splitting the lot...
So it would have been the minutes from April?
Mm-hmm. Didn't I send that too? That attached?
Yeah, they both end up being the 107 by 214. So they're just over.
18 and I pulled it and looked at it.
You can go on to the records website.
Mm-hmm, it'll be on there.
There's February's minutes right here. I don't remember talking about that, Doc.
No, it would be from April 25th, 2025, I think.
April 2025, yeah, I wasn't on then, so I don't have it, unless you...
Go to the town website and then ordinances.
That's where I'm at.
And then somewhere here you can go to
Planning Commission.
Government, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's in government.
Yeah.
The government right there. Mm-hmm.
And then Planning Commission, and then down here there's going to be the public notice website. Go up right there, that orange thing. And then here we should be able to find that.
No, we don't want upcoming events.
Yeah, go back. And then you should be able to just go down and it has a list of meeting minutes.
Good
minutes. You can get back to that website you were at.
Which, that's where it was.
So close out of here and go back to our website.
This one?
And then click on that link. Scroll down. And it should be in here somewhere. Nope. Oh. So all the minutes that is showing listed there.
What?
Oh, that's not us.
This is just general. So I can come down here and I can filter.
Same place.
Yeah, down below there should be some.
Okay, here you go. From 2025, you said?
It would be, yeah.
Oh, that's...
That's just...
It would be April 25.
Here we go. I've got it in the paper form.
And then this is on there. Okay, so here's what we said. Does someone want to write this on your... We write this on your sheet. I'll read you the one that we wrote.
Oh, on this sheet. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
An approval and use application, we determined A, B, C are not applicable.
Of number one?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So these are not applicable.
Okay. Section two. B, K, O.
Not applicable?
Yep.
B, K, and O.
T, V, X,
Y, Z. V, X, Y, and Z.
Y, and Z, yep. Y is waved. H is waved.
Check off
list. H up here.
H is waved, yep. And then in three, A, B, and C are required to have soil analysis.
So
waive all of four.
What about three?
On three?
Keep three.
Okay.
Oh.
Waive all of four.
Waive all of four?
Sorry, not waive. N-A.
Not applicable?
It says waive, but I think it means N-A. Yeah. Section 5 is required, 6 is required, 7 is required.
Okay, that's all of them.
On the final subdivision application, so that was the preliminary, right?
So payment of any preliminary application fees. Yeah, that was, this is, that's all we're
that's at. The preliminary subdivision application.
There's also, trying to get it on this.
Okay.
There did should also get, be a final subdivision application.
Did you get them all?
Well, all we have is one.
Okay.
Right
now. Yeah. So
one
on your
is
same
A, B,
form,
C.
Just write down.
They're all
we waived.
Yep, those are all waived.
Item four.
And so then in two. Final.
So the
B.
final B's final waived. Subdivision application.
H.
H.
K. O. T. V. X, Y, Z.
We waive item four.
Mm-hmm. X, Y, Z.
Item five.
Three, we need to address the soil. That's what it says.
Number four, number five.
Is seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then four is none of it's applicable. All of
so we waive four, five, five, and seven.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Five is required every month. Okay. And six and seven.
That was what we discussed before. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think we probably should just make sure that's still what we want.
Are there any utilities on that lot?
I think there was a power pole, but I'm not sure if it's still.
I think it's been abandoned.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just reading through here. What's in the back of my mind of what was on that.
Does anybody have any questions after going through and saying what was waived? Do you want me to give you any details there?
Quickly looking through it. If we pull that back up, it almost looks like they've got almost everything.
Does anybody have any discussion points other than what we've talked about so far? You had time to look at that?
So I guess my question is, do we require showing the setback?
Not to split it, right?
Not to split it, but for a...
Setback for what?
Utilities, easements? Or not setbacks, utility easements.
I think that that would be part of the building permit process.
Yeah, okay. That's what it's, I've never, yeah. This is the first time I've been through that, that's why. Most subdivision plats will show that.
Yes, and we waived a bunch of that stuff because okay. It's not a full plat. We're just dividing a lot into two. So we did waive a bunch of those things.
So when they come in with the building permit, with the layout, then that's where we require.
That's where we require to talk about setbacks for that at that point.
Perfect.
Yeah, the law has just the standard setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this one wouldn't have any specific utility easements.
So before I start the building, I bring the permit in, you guys go over what I'm gonna do, mm-hmm. And okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The county has to do it too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, once we sign off, two of us have to sign off on it, and then you take it to the county, and then they'll take your money.
Where it's bigger than 2,000 square feet, though, you're going to have to come back with the plan and get it approved as a variance.
Okay, I can do that.
So can we have that discussion now? Because we can't issue variances. We can just uphold what the land use policy is. And it's a 2,000. In order to change it and allow him to have a 3,000 square foot building, we have to change our policy. At least that's what we learned from the
fight. I can't remember what it said in there.
That's what the meeting over there.
That's what, when we had our training a couple months ago, that was. Yeah, you can't, our job, we can't issue variances. When you go to the variance committee, they can't either because we're upholding the policy.
But in here, specific to that, it has a clause that says that the Planning Commission can make a
recommendation.
So yeah, you pull it up and let's just look.
So then who approves the variance? Is that the
it would be, according to our policy, it's the Planning Commission that approves that. It's not a variance, it's a one-off, which is weird, but it allows for it. So it's
under the section where we have two ways to address it. One is to go that direction. The other one is to say, do we really want to limit it to 2,000 square feet? And we can actually change it to be something bigger.
Right. But
rather than just trying to do a variance, we actually change what it says to...
And then get rid of the...
Get rid of the 2,000 square foot.
Because it goes back to, like, the Hunts, when they were in here for the building lot.
We couldn't.
You know, we can't because our ordinance says it has to be a half an acre.
It has to be a half acre.
And we can give an ordinance, but then, I mean, if we give him the... that's where it comes back. If it's if we're going to allow it, instead of a variance, we need to change the policy.
Yeah, but the way that the policy is written in this case...
That's where, yeah, let's come here to... I wonder if you get a bookmark. Nope, they don't have a bookmark.
Go down. You were there.
We're in
it's
a
under
half
a half acre.
Acre.
Okay, yep,
and then go down. 1 acre.
Right.
That's flag lot. So is that half acre?
It's in 10.
Yeah, half acre. Here we go.
Yard requirements.
Yard requirements. Side yard, front yard, rear yard.
I don't think it's in here. It's actually back up.
Just search for 2,000.
It says right there, building not shall not exceed 2,000 square feet in size.
Unless a larger building is approved by the Planning Commission.
Yep.
Right? So this is a weird.
So it's situation. Like.
Oh, so our policy allows it then.
Yeah.
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 So tonight we're just splitting it. Then you'll come back for a building. On your new piece of property.
So bring you the site plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can get that from the... I've already been in contact with the...
I think the discussion needs to stem around are the... Is there controversy around it, which sounds like there's not. And also, like, does it fit on the lot, right? Because that's really why we limited it to 2,000.
Yeah. Yeah, and so... Yeah, this when you do it, it can be a hand drawing. It doesn't have to be, you know... We do hand drawn that we show examples just tonight that we're dealing with on some of those. But it just kind of, we just want to see where the building's going to sit, how far it is from the back of the yard, the side of the yard, the front of the yard, all of that. You know, just kind of show where it sits and what the dimensions are around.
Well, I'm getting the building from Richard Curtis out of Aurora. Mm-hmm. I'll get Richard to come over and just bring him one of he'll have drafted up.
Yeah, it's really just, it's not, it doesn't have to be drafted. It really doesn't.
Okay.
You know, it just needs to be, you have a place for you to draw it up on the on the paperwork.
The kicker, like Lyndon said, will be septic.
Yeah.
And making sure that you're planning a big enough house that it's reasonable that someone could utilize it, right? You don't want a 1,000-gallon tank and then someone builds a 5-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Can't use it.
Well, that'll have to be specified when they sell the property.
Yeah, this is the second tank.
Yep.
Yeah, because when they come to issue, get a building permit for the house, then that's where, yeah, it would be nice to, it would be good for sellability too, because you only want to put in one septic tank.
Absolutely.
Put in, design one for 6-bedroom or whatever, and because it's based on bedrooms, not size of the house.
Well, what I'll do is when we get the paperwork and get everything finalized, I'll do a perk test first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll have to do that anyway.
I'll do that before I get back with you with the building and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move forward from there.
Yep, that sounds good to me. So, any other discussion points on the split itself? And what are the next steps?
I think he needs to get that perk test done first to meet.
Well,
did
as
we
far
weigh
as the
section
split,
three?
Just as far as the split.
Yeah, yeah, I think as far as the split goes, he still has to do it.
So,
Here's your checklist right here.
Section 3, Section you said that three, the soil needs... You
the soils it. Report, identification, proposed, yeah.
So yeah, you said he needs to do that.
Yeah. And that would probably be good to get to do a perk test and just see what...
Did you say poop, Brian Holt? That's Brian. Funny as that.
I don't
know. Funny. So. Here, let me give you this. And then you can know what we're
doing. Do you want to go back up here to the front?
Yeah.
Okay. Or I can even email this to you, Rick.
That would
work. That
Tyson, what's your email, guys? Is that probably you have
Tyson list? At Tyson Sells, S-E-L-L-S, S-E-L-L-S, at Utah.com. So Tyson Sells, Utah.com.
At...
Tyson sells.com.
Utah.com.
But no dot.
No dot.
Utah.
The other dot before Utah.
Keep going.
Oh, TysonSellsUtah.com.
Right there. There you go. That's
going to go. All right. There you go. Rick, you want it too?
Yeah. RP4Farms@Hotmail.com.
RP4Farms.
@hotmail.com.
You are old if you have a Hotmail.
I was going to say.
His Hotmail replaced his AOL.
Sorry.
Date myself.
TID checklist. Never mind my signature. It's not coming from work.
So the way I understand it is that was our preliminary meeting, which we did not necessarily have to have, but they've submitted their preliminary application. There are a few things that he needs to add.
Yeah.
We need to have a final.
So then you come in with a final
application, and he could probably do that and the building permit at the same time. Mm-hmm. To double up, right?
I don't see why we couldn't.
Unless you want to make Rick come back and see his pretty face. I don't know if he wants to see it.
Join us on the Monday evenings.
Yep. Don't mind it at all.
When is your next scheduled meeting?
It's always August. The fourth Monday, but we don't have one in July, so it'll be in August.
Fourth Monday in August?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean.
But if you need to come in before that, you can come in and submit your building permit and everything to Tina, right? And then it can go through the process before we meet again?
Yeah, we can review it. Okay. It would probably be good to get it into Tina so she gets it out to us to review so that we can make a motion in August.
Okay. So we'll kick all the snakes out of it during the interim.
Yes.
And then come August, we'll be ready to just green light it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be good. Yeah, I don't see any issues approving.
I don't either. No, I think we've looked at this in the past. We've already kind of said what needs to happen. So
yeah.
Well, I don't see any issues. Does anybody else see any issues?
No.
Based on what we've seen, talked about.
Yeah. Do the checklist. Get with Tina to get the final application because this is the preliminary for some reason.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you start it there, we'll get the final.
Yeah, get the final, and then you can work on the plans in the meantime. And
do that, yeah.
Those will go through at the same time at the commission meeting, but you can get them signed and started
sure.
In the meantime.
Okay.
And don't forget, the perk test would be part of the split.
Yes.
Yes, that's got to be done sooner than later.
Yeah. Yes. So, but yeah, I don't think we need to do a motion on the preliminary at all. So I think we're good.
Okay. Good. Well, that helps. Appreciate the guidance and the clarity.
We'll move forward.
I'll see you again.
Look forward to it.
Okay. Hey.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Bring your wife next time. It might go smoother.
What's that?
Bring your wife next time. It might go smoother.
Why hurt Mike?
She's a lot meaner than I am.
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
She is a Raiders fan, so
it's easy. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'll bring her next time. She wants to chase some grandkids up to Caseville. So I stay home.
You guys to do this?
Where are you from?
To do this.
This is
why you stay home. Well, I got a grandson playing the Davis. They're playing Layton on summer ball.
Sweet.
I go north.
Went and watched.
I go north.
You
twice
know
a week.
No, I don't mind it at all.
Good. Gas is cheap.
Oh yeah, gas is.
Where do they live?
I'm from Houston. Oh, are you? You know where Cherry Hills is?
Yeah.
In that area, it's got the big park and that down. What do they call it?
Yep.
I can't remember.
I know too. Yeah, my friend.
He goes to Davis. He's a sophomore. He's a freshman. He made the JV team.
So good for him.
He's playing summer ball.
Do you remember my brother Kerry?
Kinda.
So he lives just up the road there.
Does he?
Mutton Hollow.
Bless his heart. That cockeyed traffic's
insane.
Oh, I hate it. I told my wife, I said, just be careful. So.
Anything north of Nephi.
Yeah. I don't know. Nephi's getting just as bad.
Yeah.
Let me tell you
Nephi's
what. I'm glad to get off the freeway there flying J. I'm down 28.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
See ya.
Have a good night.
So, I'm just going to dumb question. Do we want her to take this checklist so we don't have to resurrect minutes?
That'd be awesome.
And create a new single lot subdivision checklist?
Okay.
Yes.
So copy that, just what we X'd out.
So like a lot split checklist.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot split.
Lot split.
Yeah.
And I'll just email it back to you.
Well, he's going to send you back the copy he marked up.
Okay. Do you have your copy?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
You have duplicates.
I'm going to have lots.
So, I like that idea because then we can have it. This is what we did last time. It's there. The next person comes in and wants a prelim checklist for just splitting a lot. We can work on that.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, so moving on to the next section is business. A is review and discuss the lot split, but we already did that. Review current conditional use permits. And then I don't think we really have any of those building permits, right? So the next item is review building permit applications. So the first one we have is Rickenbaugh re-roof. Any questions on that? Anybody has? We then have another re-roof for
must be the season.
Jackie DeMille.
It's like every house in town got a new roof.
Yeah. Melbourne out hard and dollar.
The next one that I see here is the new modular residence for Preston Branch. Preston Debbie
Branch across the street from
so
where I was.
So is that a different lot than where they're tearing down the house?
No, they're tearing it down and putting this prefab.
So there's later we have a tear down in here, I think, for them.
There is, and they when they brought it to me, there was a layout. We put it together of the existing of the new house where it was going to go. Kelvin saw it too.
So is this the
So they didn't. So it's not attached here. I'm sure that it got lost somewhere.
Well, I saw it in here somewhere. Where right here towards the back, there's a building permit. That's
for Preston and Debbie.
That's just the modular. And then there's a demolition of the existing home.
Right.
So there's a building permit for the demolition at the very last page.
And this is the signed building permit, Kelvin and I signed.
Okay.
But the plans are not on here in the packet.
No. But are they here? The short
They're not in the packet.
They're not in the packet.
We did see them.
Okay. That happens a lot. The county doesn't send us back whatever. They only give us the first page usually.
Okay.
We didn't get one back.
So was there any questions anybody had as far as that?
So my only question here, because we don't have, does it show, I was just reading through, manufactured homes will be required to be placed on a permanent concrete foundation with masonry skirting.
Yeah, so it will
so
be.
So does it show that? Is it, mm-hmm. Okay, and that's my only question.
And they're doing a new septic,
mm-hmm.
and tearing up the old leach field, and there will be room for a replacement and everything.
Yeah,
they've laid it out really well. Yeah.
Just drained it to Rick's new one.
How many square feet is it, did it say? 1490. Okay, so it meets your minimum requirement.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a long time coming for those two.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so excited. And also completely overwhelmed.
I'm sure. Yeah. It took them over a year to tear that sucker down. Insurance.
Yeah. Any questions we have on the modular home?
No.
Okay. Next is McLean re-roof. So another re-roof. Any questions on that? We've got another tear-off re-roof for Kelsey Ames. 415 East, 270 South. Another re-roof.
Holy moly.
Garrett Robinson.
Oh, this is already done.
Yeah, a lot of these are probably done.
Yeah. Hope so.
Ben Roberts re-roof.
They usually are every time we get them.
Stephanie Sorensen re-roof. We've got removing current siding and installing vinyl at Gabriel Rollings. Rolly is the siding company. This was 57 North, 300 East. And Gabriel Rolly is the who owns the house, I guess. And then we've got John J. Bartling. What's this?
This is the Hanson Gates. This is the one, isn't this the one we approved, Kevin?
Yeah,
this is the one up there at the bottom of the cul-de-sac down by here.
270 South?
Yeah, the little...
Next to Chris Hunt.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, this is what's her name's old house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they just wanted to put in a fence.
To close off the back
part. Final fence.
So, are they putting the neighbor's fence is there, and they're actually putting another one?
This is just the fence from the house,
connecting
these two pieces.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Mhm. It's just those two little pieces.
That's all that they're doing is just these two pieces.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is all existing.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do permits for, right?
Yeah. Okay. Got Christensen. Christiansen still building, so that's Jeremy's. I had him come, you know, put the distances on everything, because he, you know, showed setbacks when he came to me on it. So everything seemed fit, still building. He's got all these setbacks of how far he is from all the different sides.
Still building helps out a lot.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and initially he got rejected by the county when he turned it in because he had a particular setback and he had it off just a little bit, and because it was still a bit within the, but it wasn't exactly, they rejected it and he had to come back and redo some things. So
this is already built.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
had a setback, would build it in a different spot, which was still fine.
I think this is it. He had a 10-foot here, but he put it a little closer. So I said, when I talked to the county, he said, just tell them to put a 3-foot back there, because that's the minimum or whatever. And then if they build it further away, we don't care, but they can't be less than what they show.
Yep.
So
that and since it's metal, it can be 3 feet.
Yeah.
So it's a nuance thing.
Yeah. And then again, the Preston Betty Branch demolition is the last one there.
Yep.
So, I think that's it. I'll take a motion on the building permits.
I'll make a motion to accept the building permits.
We have a motion by Wade to accept the building permits.
A second.
And a second by Devin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Other business.
Anybody have anything else that they want to discuss or bring before the group?
Just for education purposes, because I keep reading the land use ordinance. So with for example, the steel building we just talked about, if you pulled up the plat, it usually will show at least a 10-foot utility easement, but we're allowing sheds and that to be put within that easement as long as it's within 2-3 feet off of the property line. Where do I find that information?
That's in the building.
In the utility easements, they're doing that on their own risk.
Exactly.
So I think they need to be warned.
So, and part of this is, because my neighbor Daniel Sorens and myself, you know, eventually I'm going to put a shop in. He's talking about putting a shop, and he talked to Tina, and I think Tina said as long as it's within 6 feet of the property line or 3 feet of the property line, they can put in a 20 by 25 building.
Like my shed, for instance, the minimum was 3 feet from the property line on the side because it was wood. Mm-hmm. And it hadn't been metal, I could have gone all the way over.
As long as you aren't draining on
it. In regard, right. you have to control your water to stay on your property.
So if it's woods, you can go up. I thought it was 10 feet. 3 feet from the back, 10 feet from the side if it's wood. And if it's metal, you can go 3 and 3, or right up to it on the back and 3 feet on the side.
If it's metal, you can go right to the property.
But if it's wood, you can go 3 feet.
You can go up to 3 feet.
Where did you see that information of that?
That's
good. I'm looking. Just
because that's better. I think mine, I ended up doing like 4.5 feet in,
Did yours have setbacks? Yeah. Or utility easements on it? Setbacks.
I don't know. Easement wise, all the utilities come from the front. And there's
part of town, so I bet there isn't any.
I don't think.
I just know, like in our south, or at least where Daniel and I are, there is a 13-foot
utility across the back.
Across the back.
Across the sides.
Yeah, on each side.
13 mm-hmm. And the back, I can see what the back is too.
Whoa.
Yard requirements, section 8-400.
Of the land use body, 8-400 right there. Okay, for any one dwelling, there shall be a total frontage not less than 100 side, front, rear. Okay, combustible building must be built at least 3 feet from the rear and side property line to meet other requirements for accessory buildings.
3 feet.
So that's where we default back to the subdivision plat. If we're approving building permits and these buildings are within the utility easement, is it our right, is it our job to say you can't do that? Is that a corridor is preserved as part of those utility easements, or you put something in there, it's at your own risk.
So do we need to add, what I'm hearing you say, you tell me if this is what you're saying, is do we need to make an adjustment to this to talk about existing utility easements on the lot? And that we should say that you can build up to, in this case, 3 feet from where the utility easement ends.
Well, I don't want to say Daniel, for example. Daniel, we or anybody that comes in for a building permit, we approve them to build a structure within 3 feet of their property line, but there's a 10-foot, 13-foot wide utility easement. 20 years down the road, they want to come in and put in sewer or whatever, right? And we need to trench down through there, and it's going to go right through your building. What is going to prevent them from coming to Annabella Town and saying, I'm going to sue you to replace my building because you approved me to put it there, now you're telling me I have to tear it down? I guess that's where I'm getting at, because I don't want to put a shed on that utility easement. Is there going to be utilities coming through there? You never know.
But there's an easement there for a reason.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's my concern or question. How are we handling that? Because I see several buildings, this building permit for this shed over here. Mm-hmm. If I pulled up that subdivision, I bet there's a utility easement around all four sides of that lot. And I bet that building is probably sitting on a vineyard close to it. Or how many
there are there? Other sheds on top of easements right now that I know of that are on top of water.
So what is going to prevent
culinary
when we approve these building permits for a 2,000 square foot shop to be built within a utility easement that we're going to make them that, I mean, when we come in, is it 7 feet, we got to come in and put a sewer. Now we got to bore under everybody's garages and cost the town that much more money to put in a sewer line. When this, there was a reason those were put in to preserve those corridors for future utilities.
What would these easements have to be recorded with, like, the
they
property?
They are recorded. They're on the subdivision plat. I'll pull my subdivision plat up and I'll show you that what I have to abide.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah. Go somewhere like the one we just did. Is there an easement for Rick Porter's new piece of property?
No, because there's, that was what, I guess my question is.
That's the older part of town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about where I live?
Oh, there is a, they're all over the place where you live.
Yeah.
I hope it's not.
Right through your house.
I hope not.
They're going to put a railroad.
Yeah. All right, give me a good reason to move.
Come on. I don't want to move. Go back to Nephi or what?
No, it's
going to be a city when you get up there.
It is way different, for sure.
Uncle Ben will let you move in.
No, not a moment. I think that's something you'd have to look at and come right with it.
I can't that make sense. That sense. Mm-hmm.
Like it's something you bought into when you bought it. Yeah. You bought the easement mm-hmm. with the lot.
You got a 10-foot all the way around. Mm-hmm. And ours are 13. Don't ask me why they went 13. I need to cuss my dad.
So you have to be 3 feet off of your 10-foot.
No,
you can be right on the utility easements.
But like, see that dashed line? Mm-hmm. I can't read what that says. But there's a 10-foot something around my whole property.
Go over to like where I live.
I can't. Oh. It's just my subdivision.
Well, we can download yours. We can download it and pull it up here maybe after we close the meeting.
Well, I'm just saying maybe that's something we'd have to bring up.
Well, that's a good point, is making sure people understand where the easements are, right? But is it the easements are recorded? What he's saying is, are we incurring a liability by allowing people to build on top of them without pointing out the fact that they're on top of the easements? Now, the easements were already there before they came and asked for the...
Is it an at-your-own-risk type of thing?
Yeah,
we need to put something in. It's at-your-own-risk. Whatever goes in is your responsibility.
By the way, in the minutes, in the building permit approval, that this... If just a statement, if this is being approved and being built on top of them within that public utility easement,
you are responsible.
You are responsible if utility companies need you to remove in the future.
So, do we need to put that just on our building permit application?
I would think mm-hmm. so.
Probably.
Absolutely.
So that that's on the application so that they come in and they ask for it. We've already stipulated that they need to be aware of what their easements are for their property. And if a utility, they don't choose to build on top of a utility easement, they're responsible for.
Well, it's a lot of space, but you think about developments, future growth, things like that.
We need to get that from Eric.
Monroe, they put in all that fiber.
He needs to give us the word.
And all the fiber was in block. All that overhead. And so they had it in there.
We need to put a new word in, yes.
Start drilling holes for poles. Spanning, they try to make poles fit, but you never know. Is it going to be overhead fiber, or is it going to be a sewer line? Because if sewer ever has to come in here, heaven forbid, I know, like especially in Monroe or where is it in Richfield, there's certain areas it comes through mid-block, and so you need those sides and those back utilities.
There are already talks that they will try to bring sewer here eventually, so it will be something. It will affect people.
So I believe we need to ask the attorney if we need to put any kind of wording in there, and then what that wording should be, so that we're not seeing any liability because of this. And so I think that's where she's making notes that we need to do that.
Yeah, I'd just like to know, because when the neighbor comes to me, I'm like, they told you you could put it within the utility easement? That defeats the purpose of a utility easement. Because we've done it for years, doesn't mean it was right, right?
Absolutely.
I'll see if we can ask him and get his opinion on it and what we need to write into the building permit from the beginning.
No. He's done a pretty good job for us.
Okay, anything else anybody wants to talk about? I mean, we did talk briefly about maybe needing to make another amendment to the ordinance. Or did we decide it was already in there?
It's already in there. Because that's what my question was, yeah. But Devin, appreciate him pointing it out.
It's already
in there. It said right there in it
that we could approve it.
Mm-hmm. 1 acre, yeah.
Okay, so we don't need to worry about that. No. Okay, good.
It's pretty vague, but it gives us power to do that. It's not a thou shalt. It does not say 2,000 square feet. It says 2,000 square feet unless a larger building is approved by the planning
commission. Okay. So I asked AI your question.
Oh.
And it says that we should update the application to require them to submit also with their permit a copy of the subdivision plat or a survey. We should check this with the attorney, but you know, this is probably a pretty good recommendation. We should add a liability waiver, which the attorney would draft, that is on that application. And then when we approve those, we can review them. Then they're responsible for providing the information. We don't have to research and pull it up every time.
Okay.
The information's in the packet, and we can just verify that it's meeting the requirements.
So taking that one step further, going back to this, the Engelbrand whatever subdivision, it's a single lot subdivision, or do we need to require them to have utility easements, you know, a 10-foot utility easement around a single lot? If it's required for a full subdivision, why wouldn't it be required for a single lot? And we talked in there that it has to be have a 10-foot setback. Yeah.
So pull mine up. Can you pull mine up?
Your parcel or your subdivision?
No, it's just my lot,
uh-huh.
Which was divided from the lot next door. And let's see what easements there are.
I'd imagine it would take if it's a divided lot, it takes whatever the parent lot's easements are, and that's part of the survey. But if there weren't any easements, it wouldn't.
But like my shed, I didn't pour a pad. So I can easily slide it if I need, you know, it's just.
But my shed is on foundation.
Yeah, there's no slide in it.
There's no slide in it, no.
Yeah. And this 30 by 50, even if it wasn't on a foundation.
You're not sliding.
No.
You're not sliding.
Yeah.
We probably close the meeting. Go on.
I make a motion to close Planning Commission meeting for today, June 22nd.
I'll second it.
So we have a motion and second to close the meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're done.
Thank you.
Oh, this might, well, we can prep for our next meeting, right?
You guys, it's been wonderful.
Enjoy the meeting. I talked to Wade earlier. We're gonna find a